Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, has designated Venezuelan national Diosdado Cabello Rondon, pursuant to Executive Order 13692, for being a current or former official of the government of Venezuela. OFAC also designated three other individuals, José David Cabello Rondon, Cabello's brother, and Marlene Josefina Contreras Hernandez, Cabello's wife, were designated for being a current or former official of the government of Venezuela. Rafael Alfredo Saria Diaz, Cabello's frontman, was designated for acting for or on behalf of Cabello. In addition, OFAC blocked three companies that are owned or controlled by Saria in Florida: SAI Advisors Incorporated, Noor Plantation Investments LLC, and 11420 Corporation. OFAC further blocked 14 properties in Florida and New York owned by Saria directly or through his companies. The written statement by OFAC noted that U.S. sanctions need not be permanent. They are intended to change behavior. It went on to say that sanctions could be lifted for persons that take concrete and meaningful actions to restore democratic order, refuse to take part in human rights abuses, and speak out against abuses committed by the government and combat corruption in Venezuela. The latest designations reflect the commitment of the United States to use every available diplomatic and economic tool to hold accountable corrupt officials and support the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy. The United States will continue to take appropriate action, including designating persons for sanctions, to respond to the situation in Venezuela as it develops. The Venezuelan people suffer under corrupt politicians who tighten their grip on power while lining their own pockets, said Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. We are imposing costs on figures like Diosdado Cabello, who exploit their official positions to engage in narcotics trafficking, money laundering, embezzlement of state funds, and other corrupt activities. This administration, declared Secretary Mnuchin, is committed to holding those accountable who violate the trust of the Venezuelan people, and we will continue to block attempts to abuse the U.S. financial system.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.